This is Worldviews. I'm Suzette Grelot. The big news this week is that Cardinal Jorge Mario Bergoglio was selected to be the next pope. Takes the name Pope Francis and leads the world's 1.2 billion Catholics. There are many firsts with this pope, Pope Francis. He was the first Jesuit priest, the first South American priest from Argentina, although he is from Italian descent, and he's the first Pope Francis. We've never had a Pope Francis before, one named after St. Francis of Assisi. He's known to be humble, an advocate for the poor, and likely to focus on social justice. But he has a lot ahead of him. Rebecca, what is it that this pope faces given the state of Catholicism today?
Well, this pope enters or comes to office, I guess we could call it, next week, and he is facing a number of challenges. The state of the current Catholic Church, obviously, you mentioned 1.2 billion Catholics, but there is a priest shortage, which he's going to have to deal with that. And also the recent crises and controversies surrounding the Vatican. Obviously, we've heard over here a great deal about the sex abuse cases, but obviously that's been going on in Europe as well and came to the media's attention a little bit later over there. And then some structural problems as well within the Vatican. So a lot that he's going to have to tackle, kind of the conservative folks and those that are wanting to defend the old way of doing things, and then many that are looking for some reform as well.
The old way of doing things, meaning priests can't marry, women can't become priests, there should be no gay marriage, no birth control. So all of those kinds of things are still on the forefront.
Absolutely. And the secrecy that surrounds the Vatican, I think, has been under a lot of scrutiny lately as well.
But the financials, I mean, the Catholic Church is the wealthiest church in the world, and they spend a lot of money all around the world. Joshua, what have you seen about that?
And the Americas are supply a big portion of that money. And so it's high time that there was an American pope. And the United States in particular, the Catholic Church is one of the biggest employers. In fact, it's the second biggest after Walmart. It has over a million employees in the United States. It spent some $170 billion in 2010, excuse me. So much of that goes to schools, education, and particularly health care. That's where it goes to the most.
So I wonder if things will change under Pope Francis. I mean, he is a Jesuit priest. He is one who's lived a very simple life in Argentina. He's known as somebody who, I mean, just after being selected as pope, he went back to collect his own luggage and pay his own hotel bill. I mean, he rode the bus to work every day. He preferred to be called father rather than bishop or cardinal. I mean, it's, you know, do you think that there might be some shift with Pope Francis, that the financial part of the Vatican or the financial part of the Catholic, that there'll be more attention, I guess, to the poor?
Well, I guess that's the hope. The hope is that you get out of that European mafia, I guess, is the way many people would think of it, and get to the Americas where poverty, these questions are much more elemental. And so many Catholics in the Third World are hoping that this is going to, you know, bring a new, fresh wind into the Catholic Church.
And there does seem to be a great deal of enthusiasm. It was almost like watching a soccer game or something. The cheering that came up from the crowd that was obviously there, the Facebook posts, the
Twitter Square was packed.
Yeah. In Argentina, they were celebrating. But to your point, Suzette, I think you're right. I think that whether this is going to change or not, this was part of the calculation, that they're going to bring in someone that appears very humble, that appears very likable. And this is maybe a bit of a PR move that will help them with their image, because they've been having some trouble with their image of late. Pope Benedict, you could question his role as pope. He's not necessarily a very likable guy, and he came on the heels of John Paul II, who was loved the world over. So this was probably part of the strategy.
Well, we'll definitely be watching as we see his papacy evolve. So thank you very much, Joshua and Rebecca, for your analysis.
Pleasure as always.
Thank you.